You are looking at a really dirty bucket. Probably it's a 2-gallon bucket. I don't know. What it ever had in it. And you're looking at some celery tops that I've used all the celery stalks from in the kitchen. They're sprouting very nicely. If one of them makes it, particularly as it's summer, this is E.K. Lippenmeyer, Northern Suburbs of Perth. It's the 5th of February 2023 and it's at least 6 o'clock in the evening, probably later. So I'll plant them, but I have a lot of trouble in summer, even in winter, but in summer getting these celeries to actually get past about week 3 or 4 and then become a celery plant again. But every now and then one does, and the one that does often will then give me some really nice celery stalks. So it's when you think about it, really easy to just throw them in the ground, cover them up, water them, and see what happens. And if 4 out of 5 rot, what have you lost? Because they were going to the compost anyway, or to your local council collection. Now this, over 6 months ago, my wife and I bought, 2 giant woody swedes from Banara Fresh in a suburb, Beechborough, not too far to the east of here. And she cooked up one for me, and it was like wood, but I ate it. I can't remember, I might have put it into a soup, but I think she might have cut it up into a soup of some sort. And about 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, I got it out of the fridge thinking, I wonder could I sprout this dolly thing after 6 months at least in the fridge? Because it is, remember, it's February now, and these would have been available mid-winter last year, early spring. We're going back a long, long while, because we're on the cusp of early autumn, a month time, and it's autumn here. And I put this in this water with these celery sprouts a week ago, a bit more maybe, and I'm now thinking, I just turned it over because this was doing nothing, and it may do nothing because it's been in the fridge too long, it's just too old. But did I have it upside down? Was that where the tops were cut off, the leaves, and is that where the roots were? I just don't know. So while that's rotting, I'm not too happy about that. Maybe I just turned it over an hour ago. Maybe it'll set roots through there. But what have I got to lose? So I'll keep you updated. I'll probably have the celeries hopefully planted even tonight before then. I'm about to actually spread some sea mungus again on my little survival garden over there. I haven't done it for about approaching 3 weeks. Sea mungus, the organic fertiliser from pelleted fertiliser from Nutrog in South Australia, a great Aussie product. I get no financial reward at all or of any kind from recommending it, but I just use so much of it and it's really, really good. In fact, I'll get the bag over to make sure I don't forget to actually use it, because I'm going to water. I didn't water yesterday. It was 39 plus degrees in central Perth yesterday, and they're a little bit warmer the further east. Like, we're a little further east here where I live, and as we go to the foothills, we can go 1 and 2 degrees higher into the foothills suburbs, east suburbs of Perth, than the central. So around 40 degrees probably, and then today it's been a muggy, the sea breeze has come in, but it's muggy, and forgive the no shirt, it's the only way I can cool down. So there's my sea mungus. I was babysitting, helping my very ill daughter who discharged herself from hospital with a lung infection, which I've now got. She had intravenous antibiotics and she had fluid drained from her lungs and all manner of things, and they wanted her in for at least what she was a day, a night, and a day. And she discharged herself because she's just got to look after her little boys. So I went over and helped her yesterday for a full day, and then went and helped my wife for 2-3 hours of travelling time in Bentley Rehab Hospital. And I'm whacked out, and I've got that infection myself. My daughter and I came down with it about the same time. So what am I saying all that for? That's right, I didn't get to water any of my gardeners. Those pots just suffered through a day, and today, it got very warm today, but not as warm. Finally a sea breeze, but humidity's kicked in. And so I've two hot days, I've got to get them watered, but I might as well get them fertilised at the same time. Speak to you again soon. Back to the little experiment I gave you a glimpse of a couple of days back. It's Eco Lippmeyer, it's the 7th of February 2023. It's a Tuesday and it's the throes of my really, really ill day, which is featured on a couple of a few videos about ivermectin paste, which I've, for the moment, for reasons I'll discuss tonight, stopped in part 5. But part 1 to 4, I've had a really, really rough day. Rough day and rough night. Northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia. Now, if I don't plant these now, these little fellows are just going to rot away if it's not already too late. Whoops. I don't really want to touch them because they're going to be quite a bad rotten smell. But we'll see what happens. So I'll get them out of here. Celery tops. Celery stumps that I would have composted, and most people probably do, or throw to their green waste rose collection. That one's rotted. A 5. I've probably left it too late. Had a lot on, caring for my daughter and her boys, my grandsons. Yeah, I won't. I might throw it in. You never know. I've got to lose. Now that's a Swede. I don't know whether I had it upside down or what the other day. I'll rinse its water shortly and keep the experiment going. Been in the fridge for 6 months. So I'll pause. So I'm just about to cover these celery stumps that have been sprouting probably for 2 weeks, one or two bit more, in soil. As I say, what have you got to lose? And I have found, although I think the success rate is considerably less in summer, Perth hot summers, and I'll water this shortly, it's my next job, and wash the dirt around them and down into the roots of the stumps. Maybe 1 in 5 makes it, but now and then one makes it and you get a brand new celery plant that's really nice. So save your celery stumps and sprout them, soak them in water, sprout them, or plant them direct. They often, no soaking required, plant them direct, water them, and what have you got to lose? Thank you, wish me well, look forward to speaking to you again soon.